Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Tesvav, and we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis towards the bottom, and we are up to Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, second to last line. So we are talking about Malkios, as we know, and the different Chiyuve Malkios, and over the past couple of days we've had different rules and regulations. We had on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we had Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, we had a Lav Anita Klase, we had Dumya Delav De Chasima. Yesterday we had Lav She'anitan Asaras Mises Bezdin a little bit, as we will get more into. But either way, we continue with some of the rules today, starting with Lav Hanita Klase, a couple of the Yesodos of Lav Anita Klase on today's daf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rechan Amar Yochanan. Usually the rule is, as we know, as we learned, lav anitak laaseh, a lav that can be fixed by an aseh, then the rule is there is no malchus on that. Why? Because it's not dumi delav de chasima, right? It's not the similar to the lav of muzzling, which does not have an aseh connected to it to fix it. So any lav that is fixable by an aseh, so to speak, then that's how you fix it. You don't fix it by getting malchus. You fix it by doing the assay. Right? If I leave over nosar, the mitzvah is to burn it. And that is the rule. Says Rabbi Yochanan, but if the assay comes before the los assay, so then you do get malchus. What does that mean, comes before the los assay? So the Ritva quotes a deya that maybe it means even in the nisuach of the Torah. If in the Torah the assay is formulated before the los assay, that is what Rabbi Yochanan means by kol los assay shekedamo assay. That is a deya that's quoted in the Ritva. Kol shekodmo b'ksiva sulo b'ina kodmo b'maisa. The way that Rashi understands it, and the Ritva quotes this from Rashi also, the way that Rashi understands it is that no, it doesn't don't focus on how it's written in the Torah. It just means, can it be independent? Can there be a mitzvah to do the assay, even if I have not violated the los assay? So, if that's the case, then also, I don't call this a lav anita la'assay. The assay is not only there to fix the lav, but it acts independently, and therefore, one would get malchus for that. Rashi on the bottom. Rashi says, ha asalashmina, fourth to last line. Diafilu lamanda amar lav anita la'assay, ein lokin alav. Even if, according to the opinion that says, lav anita la'assay, ein lokin alav, which is what we hold, the Aruch Laner and others wonder, what's Rashi talking about? We don't know of a day that argues on that. What does Rashi mean? Even if you say ein lokin, well, who says lokin? We don't know of an opinion. Okay, the Aruch Laner leaves it b'tzorachian. But kidetan yelosa siru banoser tisrofu ba'akasolitein asei alos asei achalos asei lo mar she'ein lokin alav. Here's the lashon that Rashi says more than once. Shenita kakasiv es ha'asei lios onchel shalav v'tikuno. The pasuk is menatek. Takes this assay and makes it the onesh of the lav, lomar, lo ta'asekach, via mesita, assay zos vihi pater. And if you violate it, do this and be pater. So that's where we would say in lokin. Kav ashmiina Rabbi Yochanan, hanimili ba'asei haba achar halav. She'ein ata yochol lakaimo elo la'achar aviris halav. Where you have an assay that only exists. You can only return stolen property if you have stolen the property. A person could only burn nosar if they've left over nosar. Right? Those could only exist after the aveira is done. But if you have an example where the assay could exist independently, even without violating the aveira, so then that would be a laf shekdamo assay. Aval assay shekadam es alav, v'yata yochol lekaimo kodam aveira es alav, ein ze nito kalav, v'yafilu tekameno achar aveira es alav, even if you do it afterwards, lo nefteres min amalkus. That's Rashi's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Says the Gemara, let's continue a little bit, and then we will talk for a little bit about lav anita klase. Amru lo, so they said to him. Who's the him? That is unclear. Rashi, the Ritva here discuss. Who is being spoken to? Is it Rabbi Yochanan, or is it Rabbi Bar Chanan who quoted Rabbi Yochanan? Right, that's not clear. Let's say it's Rabbi Yochanan. Says the, that's what Rashi seems to say. Right? Amru lo amarta? Did you really say that? Amar lehu lo? No, I did not say it. I was chozer bo. Right, I was chozer bo. Amar rabba ho elokim. Amru, what do you mean you didn't say it? He did say it. Uksiva vitanina. it's based on a pasuk and based on a mishnah, right? That we could say that this is provable. Why would he be chozer bo? It is provable that a lav shekadamo asay is going to get malchus. Only a lav anita glasik does not get malchus, but a lav shekadamo asay will get malchus. Says the Gemara. Ksiva where's the ksiva? Bishalchum and amachane v'gomer. V'lo yitamu es machanehem. Right, that is an example. Right, when a tamei person gets sent out of the machaneh, he's sent out of the machaneh right away. Right, when a person becomes tamei in the machaneh, he's sent out. There's no aveira that has been done yet. If he comes back into the machaneh, then the way you fix that aveira is by sending him out of the machaneh. But that is an asay that could exist even without the aveira of knisa lemigdash bituma, without that aveira being done. So you said that's an example, and that iser is listed in our mishnah. Right, Knisa LeMikdash Tamei. So you see, it's one of the lokin. What do you mean? It's a lav anita glasei. The answer is no. It's a lav shekadamo asei. The asei could be done separate from the lav, and that's why you're going to get malchus. Tanina haba LeMikdash Tamei. So therefore, you see, this is an example. Tosfos does point out here, and then we'll go backwards in explanation. Tosfos says, how do you know that's a good raya? Maybe that's a different type of case, because there are two los aseis. Right, there are two psukim, so maybe that's more powerful, and that's why it's a lot of lav anita glasei. Tosfos on top. Lokim yishun delo havi lav anita glasei lefisha kadamu asei lalav. V'yim tomar, dilma shiny hasam, di'ika tre lavi. Maybe there are two, v'lo yitam'u machanehem, one pasuk. The next phrase that we have in Tosfos, there's no such pasuk. So the achronim say it must be a sofer somehow in the Tosfos. V'lo yitam'u mikdashi. Right, what is that pasuk? Right, on the side, lo nimsa kein bekasuv, v'tzorach lomar ve'ala mikdash lo savo. That has to be a different type of pasuk, and different pasuk referred to. But either way, ask Tosfos, how does this prove our mishnah? How do you prove this is an example of a lav shekadamo asay? Maybe this is just an example of two lo sases. And that's why it's different. V'lo asi chad asay v'akar tre lavin. And one asay is not strong enough to knock out two lavin for lav anitak lasay. But maybe it can knock out, and that's why you would get malchus. Dehachi mishanina b'tamura, because this is also mentioned in tamura. Gabe yamir hamir yamir to mishamachi lo avi lav anita glasei. Why isn't tamura, right, the substitution of an animal? Why isn't that called a lav anita glasei? Because there's two lav in there. So Metosva says, how does Argamar bring this as a raya to a lav shekdamo asei? Maybe this is different because it's a double lav. V'yesh lomar delo dami, says Tosfos, no. That's not, don't compare this to Tamura. The shiny hasam, the tre lavim smuchi lahadati. By Tamura, you have the two lavim that are right next to each other at the end of Vayikra. Lo yachli fenu velo yamir oso. That's why they could team up and override the asay. Aval hacha de einon smuchin. But here, they're not right next to each other, so you wouldn't put them together. Im isa delo kadmo asay have nitak. They wouldn't team up. They would be looked at as independent and separate. And therefore, if you would not say the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, then you would not get malchus. And that's why it must not be because of the double los asay, but it must just be because of the lav shekadamo asay. That is Tosfos. If you look in a similar vein in terms of what's close to each other, what's not, the previous Tosfos. Tosfos asks on the previous Amud, on the rule itself, Tema, to halab de gzela shekdamo asay, this gets into like now the Ritva's explanation of lav shekdamo asay, the asay of gzela is written earlier. The hesh of gzela asher gazal, afilu achin lokin alav. Right, what about the lav of gzela? Right, there's a lav shekdamo asay, and you're still not going to get malchus. What do you mean? I thought lav shekdamo asay is going to get malchus. Right, so that's an example where you cannot fulfill it unless the aveira was done. But in terms of the formulation in the Torah, the Ritva said the Tosfos is going like the Ritva's view. The asay is formulated before. So Tosfos answers the yesh lomar de shiny gabi lav de gzela she'en l'kayim asay el achar gzegazla. Right, he answers like Rashi. Even if the formulation in the Torah is otherwise, but here, you can't do the asay until afterwards. The hilkach lav shenitak me elav hu. Avakadmo tekamarhach alav dafka kadmo elahainu sheshayach asay kodem sheavar halav. Right? That is like what Rashi's explanation is. And again, this highlights the fact that mitzvos aren't all actions that we should dream of doing. Right? A mitzvah does not mean, oh, I wish I could fulfill a mitzvah of Hashavas Gzela, or, you know, Sreifas Nosar. A mitzvah just means that Hashem tells me to do what to do in every situation in life. There's a mitzvah of Avelus, also a mitzvah that we don't dream of doing, but it's a mitzvah that we have to do. That's what Hashem tells us to do. So that's Tosfos. But the Turei Even, we haven't mentioned a Turei Even yet, I think, in the Masechta, but the Turei Even, which is more used on Tainus and Yuma, but here the Shagas Aryeh notes on Tosfos, a different answer connected to what the next Tosfos says. And that is, Mikol Makom Lo Kashamidi. Mehada Gazal, the shiny gazel, she'ein halava asay smuchin lahadadi. Not exactly what Tosfos says, but Tosfos said two los asays could only team up to defeat the asay when they're next to each other. So Tosfos uses a juxtaposition also to answer this Tosfos' question. Aye, what about Gzela? Isn't the asay earlier? Says Tosfos, but they're not in the same parsha. And if you're not in the same parsha, what does the Gemara say? Imsachim, ein muktim mu'uchar batorah. You're not allowed to be medayik in the juxtaposition, unless things are in the same parsha. The shiny gazel she'ena lav asay smuchin la'adadi. The ha'asay deveheshiv k'siv b'vayikra. V'halo delo sasay delo sigzol k'siv b'parshas kedoshim. U'betray in yana k'naf k'le perakama de psachim. We learned in psachim on davav. De'ein muktim amuchar b'torah. Right? Only if it's in the same parsha. Same section, then you have to say muktim amuchar. Well, you have to read the pasuk. V'yidabar Hashem v'shalimar. What? That's not an order? Of course it's an order. It's only if it's not in the same parsha, right? Like in the beginning of Bamidbar, right? Perek Aleph of Bamidbar and Perek Tes of Bamidbar, right? There, the Torah explicitly says the dates, and the second date is before the first date. So there, you don't have a choice. But otherwise, if it's in the same section, you say there is an order. If it's in different sections, you could say Ein Moktum Muuchar. So here too, Venirali Delos Asay Kadmal Asay is in a different parsha, and that's why you do not call that an asay shekadmo asay. It could be a los asay that's kodem yasay, because ein muktim u'muuchar b'Torah. And therefore he says, los asay shekadmo asay hu misveika ve'ein lokin alav. Good. So that's the Turei Even answering Tosfos's question. Stop there also for, okay, let's just do a little more, and then we'll talk about Asi Docha Los Asi in general. There's what to talk about. Let's just continue first. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? Rabba said that Rabbi Yochanan, or the Ritva says maybe the question was asked to Rabba Barachana, so this is a different Rabba that's saying, why was he Chozerbo? Right? There's the Mishnah's a proof. The Mishnah's a proof. Lav Shekhtamo Asi, you get Malkus, the example of Shiluach Temeyim in Hamachaneh. So that supports the fact that you would get Malkus by a lav, shekedamo asay, that the asay comes first. So why would Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Chana say chozerbo? So, ve'elo mai taima kahadarbe. So why would he have been chozerbo? Says the Gemara Mishum tekashile ones. Because we have another example that is a problem. We have another case that seems to be lav, shekedamo asay, where you don't get Malkus. Ones. Detanya, ones, shegire, she person is ma'anes, a woman, and we know the halacha is, right, he has to marry her, he cannot divorce her. So that's an example of a lav shekedamo asay. First it says marry her, and then it says never divorce her. What if he does divorce her? Then he has to remarry her. What if he doesn't? Is he going to get malchus for that? No. Not going to get malchus. Why not? It's a lav shekedamo asay. You could do the asay without violating the avera. Just marry her. Not the avera of ones, the avera of divorcing her. Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav, right? That iser, right, does not have to be violated in order for the mitzvah of alosia le'isha to be fulfilled. And therefore, that's going to be the kasha. But what does the Brisa say? The Tanya, one shegireish im Yisrael hu, if he's Yisrael, machzer vein aloke. So take back the wife, right? There's no iser of marrying the grusha, as long as she's not married to anyone in between, and they don't get malchus. Im kohen hu, loke vein machzer. But if he's a kohen, then you have a choice. Right, you have now impossible. You cannot violate the do the mitzvah because it's a violation. Kohen is cannot marry a grusha, and therefore he's not allowed to take her back, and he gets malchus. The Rishonim discuss. Why don't you say asi docha los asay? Right, in this case, when I say the asay of losi elisha is docha the los asay of gerushin. Tosfos says that im kohenu. Tosfos says because that is not a strong enough mitzvah. Why? Because she could say I'm not interested. Right, she could say, Rav Losi Elisha is only if she wants. So that's a part of the major discussion of Avasei Chalos Aseh. What about an Aseh de Rishus? What about an Aseh that doesn't have to be fulfilled? Right, that's relating to the Sugi of Aseh de Chalos Aseh, which if we have time, we will get back to. But let's first finish the question. What did the Braisa say? Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'eino loke. Right, if he's Yisrael, he divorced the wife, he should take her back. He doesn't get Malkus. What do you mean, am I? Lo Aseh shekadmo Aseh hu v'lilki. Right, it's a Lo Aseh shekadmo Aseh. The Aseh can be fulfilled independently. So therefore, he should get Malkus, according to the rule of Rabbi Yochanan. That is why Rabbi Yochanan Araba was chozer bo, because we have this problem. The Gemara does not answer the question. The Gemara just says this is why he was chozer bo. But if we take a step back, we have a problem here because we have a stira. We have two examples of lav shekdamo aseh. We have the case of sending out the tameh from the machaneh, and we have the case of remarrying a divorced woman who you had to stay married to. Velosia leisha. So why by Velosi Elisha, why in that case do we say no Malkus? It's still called a lava nidik lasei. And by the case of Tameh Shenichnas le machaneh, so you are going to get Malkus. Right? The Gemara doesn't answer that question. The Gemara just says that's why he was Chozerbo. He shouldn't have been Chozerbo, that's why he was Chozerbo. So what's the answer to that question? So it says the Ritva. So here, how do you answer the question? Interesting, the Gemara does not feel the need to answer it, but the Ritva says, Ela mishum de ein ho asei haba achar akires halav misakin klum lamafreya ba deiras halav. If you think about it conceptually, there's a difference. If a man marries the woman that he divorced, he has now undone his avera. He divorced the wife, and the mitzvah is to be married. So once he remarries, done. He's undone his avera. So even though the aseh came first, we could still look at this as an aseh that was misakein the lav. Because there's the lav, the effects of the lav are not existent anymore. He was divorced for 3 days. Okay, but still, the mitzvah is to be married, and he's married. Masha'enki, when it comes to knisa l'mikdash, when a person's tameh, said he goes out of the mikdash, he has still been mechalel the kedusha of the beis hamikdash. He cannot undo that. By leaving the mikdash, that doesn't help. And that's why that Avera is still existent, and that's why that's called a Lacha Kadmo Aseh, where you're going to get Malkus. Let's read that again. Ela Mishum, De'eno Aseh Haba Achar Akiris Halam, Misakin Klum L'mafreya, Ba'adiris Halav. Ki Masha Nitma HaMikdash, Kfar B'Knisaso Sham, Lo Nispo Nisganbo Klum L'mafreya, B'Shilucho Del Achar Kain. Ela Sha'amra Kain Torish, Kadesh Lo Yosef Tomal Tomaso. Leaving doesn't help what you did already, but it just makes you not be Mosif. V'Havile Kalavashi Nitak It's ki'ilu, it's a bit to lasei, which Beis Hashem will talk about soon. There's a tikun. It really takes away the avera that was done. My grand rabbi was maskim to this teretz. I don't know if it means that he also said it or that I was able, I don't know the years, whether the Ritva had overlapped at all with the Ramban. But either way, this is the chiluk that the Gemara does not say, but that's how the Ritva answers the question. Good. General lava nita glase, as we know, it's always good to see which sugyas overlap what. We have three sugyas and shas that have to do with averas and mitzvahs. Number one is lava nita glase. Number two is, we just mentioned it, Aseh dochalos aseh, and number three, mitzvah haba bavera. By all three of those, by mitzvah haba bavera, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah because it's baba bavera. By aseh dochalos aseh, you have to do the mitzvah because even though you've allowed to los aseh, and lavanita aseh is somewhere in the middle. After you did the avera, then you do the mitzvah. But all three of those have to do with what attitude do we take when we have an overlap between a mitzvah and an avera. Some Los Aseis are not clear. Right, there's a discussion. Right, the Mishnah Lamelech has the question in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah. What about Bal Yirah or Bal Yematzeh? Is that a lav anitak laaseh? Right, that is a question that is dealt with in the Mishnah Lamelech at the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah. Number one, right? Why wouldn't it be? Right, it's Sheva Al Taseh. It's not kum va'aseh. Usually you fix by kum va'aseh. That's one. But, the Rambam also talks about it and the Reb Chaim. But there is a fascinating question that we usually like to mention when the sugi comes up, and that's in the Stechemed. The Stechemed, Chelek Gimel, has a couple of pages on lava nitak laseh, kidarko bakodesh. as he always does. He talks about what about a lava nitikla asei shezman grama, but then he talks about why isn't every avera in the book a lava nitikla asei to the mitzvah of tshuva? Right, you have to do tshuva for every avera. So the imkin kol alavim. He quotes this from the Sefer Midbar Kedemos. Lo yale and malchus v'lo misa da kol nitikla asei the tshuva ve'afilu lo asa tshuva kivishu lava nitikla asei the tshuva afshelo kiim adayin ein aloka. So he quotes three different answers to this question. Number one, from the Sefer Nachlas Binyamin. He says, no. Lava Nitiklasei requires prati. It requires a specific mitzvah for a specific avera. Right? It's not good enough to be general. De'im kein, and if it is, right, it would just undermine the whole concept, which obviously you know can't be. So it must be that it must be specific. De'im kein, kol alavim, lo yelem alkas v'lo misa, da kol anitan lasei d'tshuva. Number one. It's not strong enough to be menatek. Number one. Number two, he quotes an answer from Rav Pinchas Schiffer Milemberg. Daha, what's the reason that you don't get malchus for a lav anita glase? It's because you need dumya de lav de chasima. But wait a minute, it's a lumdus. If you say that every avera is nitak lechuva, then even the lav of chasima is a lav of nitak lase. So then it is dumi lav of chasima, and then you would get malchus. Amazing, right? Even los achson sharpedisho, you would have to do tshuva for, so it would be a lav of nitak lase. Once you say it for one avera, you should say it by all of them, and then memela, you would get malchus because lav of nitak lase would get malchus. V'im nomer techo lav and avidik lase the tshuva, imke yilokin gamal lav of nitak lase. Number two. And finally, the third idea, which we mentioned in other contexts, I think a couple of weeks ago, was from the Nodabi Yehuda. Remember the Nodabi Yehuda in Arachayim Simon Lamed Hay? That tshuva is not possible for a Chiv Mises Besdin. Right? We had that very recently. Right? We had that on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on top. Right? We said tshuva does not help for a Chayve Misos Bezdin. Why not? So one answer is given is because tshuva is only Miyad Hashem. Bezdin can't act based on tshuva, either because they don't really know what's going on in the person's mind, or only Hashem could act with tshuva, which is L'mala Menateva, or Bezdin's only out there to give fines, not to give rewards for mitzvos that are done. We're in all different deus. But either way, Yisod. Yisod is that tshuva is only matzil midei onesh bezdin shalmala, not bezdin shalmata, and therefore that is a third idea of why tshuva, lav nitak laseh, can't be minutak le tshuva. Okay, vayter, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. We are Omar Ula. Right, we just said that there is one case that supports Rabbi Yochanan, one case that is against Rabbi Yochanan in terms of lav shekdamo asay. Amar ula lo yomer lo siya liisha ba'ones v'ligmar mimotzi shemra. Why do you even have to say lo tia liisha? Right, this is going back on Rashi. Amar ula hai lav shenitak lasehu. Right, this is a nali asay di lav lintuke lave asa hai asay. Right, Ula is saying this by Los Yelisha should be a regular lav anitak lasei, because you don't even need this asei. You could have learned it from Motzi Shemra. The fact that it's here, it must be to teach me that it's really a lav anitak lasei. That's the question of Ula. Says the Ula again, Lo Yomer Lo Los Yelisha Ba'ones V'Ligmar Motzi Shemra. I would have learned it from Motzi Shemra that there is an asei still. The fact that it says it must be that it's not a lav shekdamo asei only, but it's a lav anitak lasei. So why? What's the limit? Uma motzi shemra shalowasa maisa. Motzi shemra, someone who got married and then came to Bezdin and said his wife was not a psula. Right? He's motzi shemra on his wife. Shalowasa maisa amarachmana, and it comes out that it was all a lie. The Torah says velosia liisha ones la kol shekain. So surely ones that did a maisa, surely he should have to marry the woman. Again, if the woman wants. Im eino inyan lafanav. So why does it have to repeat velosia liisha by ones, if you don't really need it? So if it's eno inyan lefanav, meaning it's not, if you don't need it to teach me, marry her, taneo inyan la'acharav, it must be teaching me la'acharav, meaning after you divorced, so then marry her again. Shim giresh yachzir. And therefore, there's no problem with Rabbi Yochanan originally, you know why you're not going to get malchus here? Because it's a special din. It's repeated, even though it did not have to be. Even though it did not have to be, since it didn't have to be written, so that's why we could darshan it as not arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, because it is a lav hanita glase. Says the Gemara, really? V'yakati ones b'motzi shemra lo gamar. Maybe you cannot learn it from motzi shemra. Dika lemifrach mala motzi shemra shkin loke u'mishalem. Right, we had this back in the first parak. Right, motzi shemra is different. Motzi shemra is a chiddush that you're going to get two punishments, loke u'mishalem. And as the Gemara says, mi chiddush lo gamrinon. You're not allowed to learn from a chiddush. And we've quoted in the past, what does chiddush mean? Chiddush does not mean I wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because I wouldn't have known most of the Torah without the Torah. Right, Tosfos in the beginning of Yevamos says that chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal, something that goes against the normal rules of the rest of the Torah. So that's motzi shemra, right? Davar hasoser es haklal. Usually the rule is kimle b'drabamine. You only get one onesh. Here you're going to get two. So you can't learn ones from motzi shemra. So the Gemara says, okay, ella lo yomar lo siel, go the opposite. Lo yomar lo siel isha b'motzi shemra v'ligmer meones. So do the opposite. Learn it from ones, and then add in a step. Uma ones she'ena loke u'mishalem. Amar Rachman avalosiel isha by ones, which does not have a double punishment. It's not loke u'mishalem, and yet they're still valosiel isha. Moti shemra, which is has a double punishment, which is very chamur, lokal shekein. Surely, you didn't have to say the losiel isha by moti shemra. The lama nomar, why does it say it there? Emeno inyan la moti shemra, taneo inyan la ones, emeno inyan la fanav, taneo inyan la achrav. So it's just an extra step, a lamaisa, the same point is made, and that is, we have an extra phrase by ones to teach me that even though according to the rules of Rabbi Yochanan, we would say, there is malchus, because it's a lav shekdamo asay, you could do the asay without violating the aveira, the fact that it's repeated is teaching me that, no, it's a super, it's really a lav anita glasay, and therefore, you would not get malchus. Period. Says the Gemara, umotzi shemer meones nami lo gamir. You can't go that direction either. De'ikala mifrach mala ones shekenas amaisa. Ones is more chamor because amaisa was done. And even though the Ritva says sometimes we say moving one's lips is a maisa, akimas fas of havi maisa, it's still not as much of a maisa as a physical action. Right? Even if in relative terms it's a maisa, but it's not like a maisa, like the regular maisa. So therefore, we say maybe you cannot learn one from the other. And we're back to the question. So says the Gemara, Ella yom, lo yomar lo losiel isha b'motzi shemra shahari ishtohi. But one second, remember, motzi shemra, there's a big difference between the cases. Motzi shemra, he's already married. And now he's complaining about it. Does he have to stay married? Ones, he's not married. Does he have to marry her? So says the Gemara, don't say losiel isha b'motzi shemra shahari ishtohi. Right? It's mashma that he's already married. So lama nemar. What does he have to say that for? By motzi shemra. Says the Gemara, Emeinu inyan lemotzi shemra, taneu inyan leones, v'emeinu inyan lefanav, taneu inyan liachrav. So try number three, that we're trying to say that it is a real lav hanitak la'asei. Stop there for a moment. Oh, we'll continue in a second, but let's just note that the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses the case of ones and ones shegirish and motzi shemra shegirish. He has the following case, which is a semi-connected. Kedarko, right? She'ela, Adam Shagiris Ejishto, a man divorces his wife because he says that she was nitma, that she was not faithful. V'yaf hevi edim alkach, and he brings witnesses. V'ishto echisha, so what are you talking about? V'yaf edim, she echisha's edim. And she brings edim to be machish, the first edim. Atola achar, but he divorces her. Divorces her, I'm not interested. But afterwards, choser bo'ish, the man says, it was all sheker. I didn't have enough money. Right, and what does he say? V'nathan amasla, hu amar shahaya shakua b'chovos, v'ratzal ischat, not such a great tzaddik, v'ratzal ischatenim isha acheres ashira, kedei lehechaleitz me'achovos, u'besofit barer lo shahisha shnia lo tazor, and everybody wants to go back to the first woman, he never got married to the second woman. The question, l'maisa, if a person gives an amasla, an excuse of why he got divorced, do we trust? That's his discussion here. Does an amasla work against Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Isura? Does it work neged Edim in this case? But again, that's a case of One Shagiresh, not an One Shagiresh, a case that he thinks that his wife did something, Shagiresh, but he is not so sure at the end. Shenosin Amasla says, Ulai Gamahani, Vitzarachian. Vitzarachian, he's not so sure. The Gemara talks about amasla in other contexts. If a woman gives an amasla, she says she's a nida. And then she says, you know, I really wasn't a nida, but, you know, I wasn't interested right now. So do we say there that she's not a nida, or the husband has to assume she's a nida and to wait shivanakiyim? Right, that's a question in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. Either way, that's the important the issues of amasla. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara v'ema. We're still continuing. So as of now, we have a source. We have a source that the velosi aliisha is extra, and therefore we would have it as a lav hanitak laasei. V'ema v'im eino inyan lafun of demotzi shemra taneo inyan laacharav didei delo laki. Why are you jumping from motzi shemra to ones? Maybe you should say within motzi shemra. If you don't need it for the before motzi shemra because you're already married, have it for the afterwards. That if the motzi shemra divorces his wife, then he has to remarry her, right? And if he doesn't, so then he is not going to get malchus, because that's a lav hanita glase. Motzi shemra itself should be a lav hanita glase. Gemara answers in Achinami, fine, you're right. V'yasi ones v'gamar minei. Fine, motzi shemra is the lav hanita glase, and then you learn ones from it. Says the Gemara, how you're learning it from it. B'mai gamar minei. I b'kal v'chomer, I b'mamatzinu. Right. Either way, whether it's a kavachomer or a marmatzina, which is the weakest level, just compare. Ikal mifrech. Right. You could ask. Mala moti shemra shkin lo asamaisa. As we have said, moti shemra was lo asamaisa. That's why it's more kal. That's why you should treat it as a lav hanita klase. Unlike ones, which is more chamor, where the avera was the maisa. Remember, moti shemra did a maisabia, but that was maisabia. The avera wasn't the maisabia. The avera was coming to Bezdin and complaining about his wife. The ones, the maisa, was the Avera. So we are still stuck. We're still stuck in trying to figure out why Lo Siya Le'isha, according to Rabbi Yochanan's rule, you should get Malkus. And the Brisa said before that you don't get Malkus. That is the question. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava, Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Hachzer. We understand the words Lo Siya Le'isha differently. It doesn't just mean a one-time act. And then you would say, this is an assay that preceded the los assay, and it's a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. The way we understand velos yaleisha is result-oriented. Be married. So it's something that applies before, and it's something that applies afterwards. It's not dafka lav shekedomo assay. V'chein ki yasa ravin, amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol yomav ba'amod v'hachzer. All his days are in a state of be married and stay married. Rashi says, in the last skinny line, Hachi ka'amar, lo tehei b'shilucheha kol yamav ela yachzirena. Don't stay in the state of divorce, but return her. V'al karkach amod achzer ka'amar. V'hachi ka'amar, first wide line. V'lo siya li'isha, im shilcha shelo yishilucheha l'kol yamav. Don't make your shiluchin forever. Harei ha'asei achar ha'avaras halav. So without any limud for motzi shemra, just from the words themselves, we understand v'lo siya li'isha as referring to the state before and the state afterwards, and therefore it's not a separate maisa that is required, and therefore we say we defend Rabbi Yochanan. This is a lav hanitak laasei, and that's why you don't get malchus, but Rabbi Yochanan, if you have an asei that's kodem, then you would not... that you would get malchus if the essay is kodem. The Afikeyam has a couple of chakiros within this mitzvah of lo siya li'isha. Lo siya li'isha. He says v'yesh lachkar. This is in Chelik Beisim and Mem Aleph. V'yesh lachkar ba'asei de lo siya li'isha. Im ha'mitzvah oleha rak sheyisa ena v'kiven shenasa kiem la'asei v'su ein oleha ha'mitzvah sasei rak she'asa lagarsha mishum lo sasei de lo yuchal shalcha. Do we say the mitzvah is to marry, and then to stay married is just the los asay? Is that how we understand it? The asay is to marry, the los asay is don't divorce. O be'emes, no. De ha'emes ho'asay de los yelisha, he asay tamidus aleha. The asay continues every second. The reason he can't divorce is also because of the bitul asay, not because of losi aliisha. Shalot shetia aliisha, ukshemagarsha, milvach over belos asay, or mevatel gam liasay. So, he talks about our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like it's extending the Lo Siya Le'isha to not just marry, but stay married. And every second, you're somewhat in the state of that mitzvah. Number one, Chakira. And then he says, in Simin Mem Beis, he has the title of the Simin, Sheva Chakiros. That's the title of the Simin. But in there, he talks all about Lo Siya Le'isha. Is it a Knas, or is it an Onesh? Ravalosi Elisha, we force the Ma'anes to marry the woman that he was Ma'anes. How do we look at that? Nistapakti, Bechiyuba Delosi Elisha. V'lo yuchala shalcha, ba'ones u'b'motzi shemra. Tehadin d'shoseh ba'atziso afilu chigeres. Right, the Mishnah in Ksubis. No matter who she is, he has a chiv to marry her. Imhu begeder knas, u'levada knas tachamishim kesef ba'ones. Right, there's a monetary knas by ones, 50 kesef. And there is a life knas of marrying her. Or, omar savar b'motzi shemra mischayev od b'knaseh d'shoseh ba'atziso. Odu begeder onesh. Right, or is it an onesh? How do we look at the fact that he has to marry her? Nafkamina? Major nafkaminas. What about Moda? What if a person comes to Bezin and it was Moda in the Ones? So Moda b'knas is Pater. Does he have to marry her? Velosi Elisha, nafkamina. Nafkamina, but Moda b'atzmo. Im chayiv ba'ase velosase. Dafilu hu onesh velo knas atzmo velo mifter b'oda. Al kopanim ein manishim al piatzno. O eino ela. Or do we say it's neither? Or do we say it's a separate unique din? It's not a knas, it's not an onesh. Right, onshim, we know what an onesh is. We know what a knas is. Forcing somebody to marry somebody, that's not a knas. That's not an onesh. That's a different category. So it's three different ways to understand the mitzvah of alosia leisha. So he says, look at the words of the Rishonim. Rashi on Ardaf. That's the first source he quotes. Rashi on Ardaf. In Dibur Maskil Viakati, Rashi says, Malamoti Shemra Dinhu She Yiknesuhu Lakonsa. Rashi used the lashon of knas in the context of marriage, right? That is the Rashi, right? Dibur Maskil Viakati. Viakati, right in the middle of the Amud. Right in the middle of the Amud. He used the lashon, Sheikini Suhu Lakonsa. Right? And he says, then you look in the lashon of the Tur, Kufayin Zayin. Vikonsin Ama'anesh, Shitzarech Lisa Osafilu Hichigeres. So it seems like a knas. And he says, you look in the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, right, the chinuch doesn't seem to say that. V'noheges mitzvah zu l'inin hechrich piron haknas b'zacharim b'zman ha'bayis sheish koch b'yadin l'adun t'nei knasos l'inin sheyisena ba'ones. Right, he contrasts the knas to the forcing him to get married. So the chinuch seems to say, tafkuf nun zayin, it's not a knas. It's some other type. Hare behedya, de'ein ze knas. You don't know what it is, though. Is it onesh? Is it the third category? V'nir lechora degam einza begeder onesh degam laonesh binin smuchin. Right. What's the second nafkamina? Bizman hazeh. If it's a knas, we don't do a bizman hazeh. So number one, mode b'knas. Number two, bizman hazeh. And then he quotes, I think there's a right that it's not a knas, that it's not an onesh from Shvuas Daf Lamed Gimel. That we'll see it there. And he quotes other svaras as well. Maybe to read one more. Leni es dadi yesh lochiach de ein ze begeder onesh oknas de imkain haya hamitzvah rak al habezdin ladun din onesu motzi shemra kemo kol onshin shebatora avalo haya ze mitzvahs asay al hamaanes v'hamotzi shemra. The fact that it's a mitzvah on the people involved, he thinks that also proves that it's not an onesh or a knas, because both of those have to do with Bezdin. It has to do with the person himself, and therefore it must be a separate mitzvah. Then he has the chakira. Is it only kiddushin, or do you also have to have nisuin? Right, velo si elisha. In miskayemes b'kiddushin gamkin, or dafka b'nisuin, and echlu guba zeh achronim. He says, the machloka zachronim. After misdavra lechor de dafka b'nisuin, pashtus is nisuin. That's the point, and that's what he gets from the menchas chinuch. And others, but he says he looking the haflok subistav mem pshita lahevich. That's just the kiddushin. This is all in the afike yam in simin mem base. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Amalei, third wide line. Amalei rapabalab larava vahalo dami lavi delav de chasima. So what did we just say? We just said that losi elisha is. We understand that pasuk as continuing to after the avera. So ask the Gemara, but it's not similar to the lav of Chasima. Right? The lav of Chasima is not a lav shekadmo asay that continues to afterwards. Doesn't have any asay related to it. And therefore, going back on, right, Rashi says, v'hadam Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, this is going back, not on what we just said. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, lav shekadmo asay, you get Malkus. But lav to Chasima has no asay connected to it. Even in Asay before the Losa Asay. So how could you get Malkus? It's not similar to Lav de Chasima. Amar le Mishim de Kasa Be'rachmana Asay Yisera Migra Gara. What? Because the Torah says something else about it is worse. The Torah says a Losa Asay and then it says an Asay also not to do it. Right? So that makes it worse. Ihachi Lav Shini de Kasa Nami Leima Mishim de Kasa Be'rachmana Asay Yisera Migra Gara. By every Lav Anitak Lasay you can say that Svara. Right? Why should it get off the hook? It should be more chamor. Not only do you have a lo sase, but an ase. So Mara says, Amarlei, ahu lentuke lavu da asa. No. By a regular lav anita glase, the ase is what's meant to fix the lav. That's why it's different. It's not more chamor. Right? That's why it's not, we don't say that kalvachomer from the lav of the chasima. So now the Gemara gets into a sugi that's going to come up later. Ha-nicha, this is going on again. The line of kol yomav, amod v'hachzer, that's why you're not going to get malchus there. Ha-nicha lamanda amar bitzlo velo bitzlo. Elamada kima velo kima ma'ika lameimar. We're going to have a brisa on tomorrow's daf that based on the girsa of the brisa will depend on the following. If I did the avera, now I have a chance to do the mitzvah, right? I left over nosar. I did the avera. Now there's a mitzvah sase to burn the nosar. What if I destroy my possibility of doing the mitzvah sase? Do I then get malchus? Right? Mevbitzlo velo bitzlo. What does that mean? If I'm mevatel the opportunity, now I get malchus. But as long as I was not mevatel the opportunity always exists for me to do the mitzvah, I'm not going to get malchus. Because I could always do the mitzvah. That's called bitzlo velo bitzlo. Is that the key? Whether you're mevatel or not? Or the opposite. Kimo velo kimo. You're going to get malchus unless you're mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Be mekayim the mitzvah, you're not going to get malchus. Right? If you're not mekayim the mitzvah, Bez is going to give you malchus until you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's kimo velo kimo. Is the possibility of doing the mitzvah enough to get out of the malchus? Or to say it a little differently. The chiyuv of malchus is not only for the original avera, but it's also for destroying the opportunity to fix it with a mitzvah. That's the chiyuv malchus. It's two ingredients, right? If I did the avera, I'm not chai malchus yet fully, really, because I could still fix it somehow. But if I did the avera and I destroyed the opportunity from fixing it, now you're chai malchus. Is that the way we understand it, or no? You're chai malchus right away. The first avera is b'chayiv you malchus. Oh, you could get out of it. You could get out of it by doing the mitzvah. Right, so that is the lumdis behind this machlokis about the gersa of kimo velo kimo and bitlo velo bitlo. Again, is the part of the avera and the chi of malchus to destroy the opportunity to do the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, in this case, right, what did we just say? The case of lo siya leisha, so that is not going to get malchus. So hani chalamanda amar bitlo velo bitlo. That makes sense according to the manda amar bitlo velo bitlo. Meaning, you only get malchus if you have destroyed the opportunity from doing the avera. But if not, you're not going to get malchus. That's why, by lo siya leisha, you're not going to get malchus. But if you say kimu velo kimu, only if you're mekayim the mitzvah. Do you not get malchus? So Michael and Maymar say here, by Losi Elisha, before you take her back, why wouldn't you get malchus? Right? It's only you haven't been behind the mitzvah yet. Says the Gemara, Midi Avitaima, Midi Hutaima Elder Rabbi Yochanan. We're trying to figure out Rabbi Yochanan's opinion now, right? The whole daf today is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, Lav shekdamo asay, you get malchus. So Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Latana, Tni bitlo, chayev lo bitlo pater. It's fine, because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that. Rabbi Yochanan says, bitlo velo bitlo. So we're within Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, it's not a problem. It is okay for him to hold that way. Where do we see that? Detani tana kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Kol mitzvah lo tasei shishba kum asei. Kiem asei sheba patur. Bitl asei sheba chayef. Right? This is the problematic brisa. Because the brisa says, if you're mekayim the mitzvah, then you're patur. If you're mevatel the mitzvah, you're chayef. What about if you do neither? Right, it has to be something missing in this brasa. Amarle Maika Amrit. Kiyim Pater lo kiyim chayiv. Bito chayiv lo bito pater. Which is it? Do you have to destroy the mitzvah in order to get the malchus? Or do you just not have to fulfill it in order to get the malchus? Tani, Rabbi Yochanan says, learn it as bitlo velo bitlo. The key is whether you've destroyed the opportunity to do the mitzvah. As long as you have not destroyed the opportunity, you're not going to get malchus. And that's exactly by Velosi Elisha, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said before. Reb Shimon ben Lakish omer kimo lo kimo. Reish Lakish said no. The opposite. Only if you're mekayim do you then get off the hook. But if you are a mekayim, then you get malchus right away, just for doing the original Avera. But my kamiflagi, what's the root of this machlokas? Bahasra asafek kamiflagi. The root of the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is hasra asafek, meaning the hasra for any Avera is given before the original Avera is done. But the question is, if you say that you need the future destruction of the possibility So that's Hasra Safik originally. Because I'm going to have to figure out not only this Avir being done now, but then will I destroy the opportunity in the future? So that's Hasra Safik. So is that good enough? So, Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. It's good enough. And therefore, you could get Malkus, even though you're not going to know you're going to get Malkus until 5 days from now, when you destroy the opportunity. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik is Shema Hasra. Umar Savar Hasra Safik, Lo Shema Hasra. And Rabbi Shlokesh says, no, it's not good. And therefore, the only way you're going to get Malkus is if you're going to get Malkus right after this act. Right after this act. You don't need to destroy the other opportunity. You're right. If you do the mitzvah, you will undermine and remove the Chiyav Malkus, but the Chiyav Malkus really kicks in right away. There's many different types of Hasra Asafik. The Aruch Laner discusses it, right? This is one type, where even if you do Act A, you're going to have to do a different act later on to get the Malkus, possibly. That's one type. What's another case of Hasra Asafik? The classic type of Hasra Asafik? A boy who was born a couple months after his mother got remarried, and you're not sure who his father is. The first husband and the second husband. And then he goes and he slaps his father across the face. But you're not sure who the father is. Right? Which one? And he'll never know who the father is. Do a DNA test. But that's Hasra Asafik. If you hit this man, you're going to be Chai Misa. Maybe I won't be Chai Misa. Right? Wherever there's a lack in something, right? So that's going to be Hasra Asafik. So here the lack is in time and in action. That's another type. And there are steers in the Rambam, in a few different Rambams, but you just, the way you answer the steer is that you're going to have to be mechalik between all the different types of Hasra Asafik. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes our case and quotes like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, Hasra Asafik Shema Hasra. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But if you look, for example, in Hilchos Shvuos, and in Hilchos Mila, the Rambam is not so clear. In Hilchos Shvuas in Perek Hay, the Rambam says, what happens if I make a Shvua? I make a Shvua that so-and-so threw something, or so-and-so is gonna throw something. I make a Shvua. Mishanishba alachem sheyasu kavakach. I swear that so-and-so is gonna cross the street. I swear that he's going to cross the street or he's not going to cross the street. I'm not chayav Shvuas bitui. Sharei eina biyado, lo lakayim lo levatel. It's not in my control. I swear that so-and-so is going to wear a red shirt today. I have no idea whether he's going to wear a red shirt. It's not in my control. He could wear a red shirt, he could wear a blue shirt. So I'm not going to get Malkus for that. Says the Rambam, why not? Shaharei, why don't you say it's a worthless shvua? Shari efshar lo osan achirim sheyishmu mimenu v'tiskayim shvuaso v'nimsa shemasrin bo ba'isha nishba hasra asafik she'in lokin aleha. You don't get Malkus for hasra asafik. And here the Rambam says middle approach. You don't get Malkus for hasra asafik ella imkein hayalav shebo mefurish b'Torah. Unless the lav is mefurash in the Torah. Like I wrote in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Kesef Mishna says, I have no idea what the Rambam is talking about and where he gets his chiluk from. And what did he write in Hilchas Sanhedrin that connects to this? But that's a Rambam in Hilchas Shvuas. That Hasra Asafik works if it's mefurash b'kra. Not if it's not mefurash b'kra. In Hilchas Sanhedrin, our Gemara, he just quotes, it works. In Hilchas Mila, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Mila. Again, an example. Hasra of not doing bris Mila. Right, that's also Hasra Asafik. You might do Bris Mila one day. And so again, these are all different examples. It's not clear in the Rambam what exactly is his rule, or else there is no rule. There's different types of Hasra Asafik. Good. Rashi notes here also, Rashi notes that the Hasra here for sure has to be before the original Avera, not before the Bittul of the Mitzvah. And he gets that from a Gemara in Maseches Shvuas. Rashi asks on himself, why don't you ask on Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you just give the Hasra right before he's mevatel the mitzvah? Right? Just do it later. So it's not Hasra Asafik. Ask Rashi. V'ikas Rabbi Yochanan am, igal me'mar b'Hasra Asvadai. V'yisru bo k'shibol avatel asasei. She akiris alav. Why don't you do the Hasra right before the final stage? Says Rashi, no, they can't have that. La'olam Hasra b'shah she'over al azharaso b'inan. The Hasra has to be before the original Avera. Afilu itzluya b'davar acher. Even if it's only something else, and he quotes a case from Maseches Shvuas, somebody says, I swear that I will not eat cookie A if I eat cookie B. Right, so then when do you give it? Before cookie A eating or before cookie B eating? Right, so that's but Rashi quotes from there that the Hasra has to be from before the original Avera and not after. Okay, there's a lot here. We'll continue more about the Shem with Hasra Asafik with Vatula Tamayu on tomorrow's daf as we continue here in Elu Hein Halokim.